The end of the road. The garage was a shrine of grease and memory, its air thick with the scent of motor oil and faded dreams. Elias stood in the shadowed space, his hands shoved deep into his pockets, staring at the car that had been his heartbeat for a decade. The 67 Mustang gleamed under the flickering fluorescent light, midnight blue, chrome polished to a mirror shine, every curve a testament to the years he'd spent bringing her back to life. He loved her more than anything he'd ever known, from the days of tinkering with her engine to the late nights spent on long drives down empty roads, feeling the rush of the wind against his face as the engine roared to life. Every scratch on her surface held a story, each dent a memory of adventure and freedom that now seemed so far away. But now, standing in the garage, that bittersweet nostalgia twisted in his gut in a way he had never anticipated, for he had to destroy her. It felt like tearing apart a piece of his own soul, a sacrifice made in the name of moving forward, even if doing so meant leaving behind the one thing that had always understood him, the one constant in a world full of change and uncertainty. The call had come that afternoon, clipped and cold from a voice he didn't recognize. "We know about the car. Stolen van, traced back to a chop shop bust in 09. Crush it by morning, or we turn you in. Your choice." Choice. What a joke. Turning himself in meant jail, losing everything, his shop, his name, the life he'd clawed out of nothing, piece by piece, through relentless grit and determination. Crushing her meant he could keep breathing, prolong the fleeting moments of freedom he had left, and try to find a way out of the suffocating mess he now found himself in. He'd cursed into the phone, slammed it down, pacing the garage until his boots wore a groove in the dust, the weight of the decision pressing heavily on his chest. The flickering fluorescent light overhead cast shadows that danced like specters of his past decisions, taunting him. But the math didn't lie. One way he lost her, the other he lost everything else. Each option felt like a sentence, a countdown to an inevitable loss that seemed to mock his every effort. Desperation clawed at him, urging him to think of a way out, yet his heart raced with the fear of what lay ahead, the unknown playing cruel tricks on his imagination, as he wrestled with the reality of his choices. She wasn't just a car. She was the summer he'd found her, rusted out in a junkyard, a skeleton of what she could be, a forgotten relic left to decay under the unrelenting sun. He'd rebuild her piece by piece, nights spent hunched under the hood, hands black with grease, radio crackling old rock tunes, the air thick with the sweet scent of gasoline and promise. Each bolt he tightened, each dent he hammered out, brought not only life back to her body but also a sense of purpose to his own weary soul. She'd carried him through the worst of it, the divorce that shattered his heart, the bank breathing down his neck with threats that felt all too real, the days he didn't want to get up, when the weight of the world seemed unbearable. Her engine's roar was the sound of freedom, an anthem to the resilience that silently painted his days with newfound color, her wheel under his hands the only thing that ever felt like home, a sanctuary amidst the chaos. He'd named her Lola, whispered to her like she could hear him, sharing his secrets and dreams, and maybe she could, wrapped in the mystery of their bond, an unspoken understanding that transcended words. Together, they forged memories on winding roads, their adventure and escape, as the miles stretched beneath them like the fabric of a life reborn. The sledgehammer leaned against the workbench, its head dull and heavy, a silent testament to the destruction about to unfold. Elias picked it up, feeling the weight settle into his bones, a physical reminder of the decision he had made. His throat tightened as he stepped closer, the Mustang's grill staring back like a loyal dog that didn't know what was coming, its once pristine shine now a cruel contrast to his growing fury. He raised the hammer, hesitated for just a moment as memories flooded his mind, the late nights spent polishing the chrome, weekends dedicated to tuning the engine, and dreams of cruising down the coast. With a deep breath, he brought it down. The windshield shattered with a sound like a gunshot, glass spraying across the hood in a million tiny facets that sparkled in the light, an ironic beauty to the chaos. He swung again, denting the fender he'd spent months perfecting, the metal groaning under the blow as if it were mourning its own fate. Each hit was a wound, headlights smashed, doors caved in with a satisfying crunch, the roof buckling like a broken spine under relentless assault. His arms burned, sweat dripping into his eyes as his breath came in ragged bursts, yet he didn't stop, he couldn't stop, driven by an emotion he could hardly name, until she was unrecognizable, a heap of twisted steel and shattered pride, a manifestation of all his frustration and loss, standing as a grim reminder of what he once cherished and had been forced to destroy. When it was over, he dropped the hammer, his hands trembling, knuckles flecked with blood where the skin had split. The garage was silent except for the drip of coolant pooling beneath her corpse, a tragic reminder of the devastating decision he had made. He'd killed her. 10 years of late nights spent in the glow of fluorescent lights, of scrounging for parts from rickety salvage yards, of feeling alive every time he turned the key, all gone in 20 minutes of a blinding moment fueled by panic and desperation. He could have fought, could have tracked down the bastard on the phone, taken the risk that lingered in the back of his mind like a ghost, he could have saved her. But he'd chosen survival over loyalty, sacrificing everything that had once mattered to him for a fleeting chance at escape. The shame of it burned worse than the ache in his shoulders, a searing guilt that wrapped around him like a vice, squeezing out any semblance of comfort he might have found in the remnants of his former life. The tools that had once brought him joy now lay scattered, mocking him with their uselessness as he stood there, grappling with the irreversible reality of what he had done. Tomorrow, he'd haul what was left to the scrapyard, watch the crusher finish what he'd started, and tell himself it was worth it. The cops wouldn't come, the shop would stay open, life would grind on. But tonight, Elias sank onto the cold concrete, staring at the wreckage of the thing he'd loved most, his heart heavy with memories. The echo of her engine still ringing in his ears, a haunting melody of joy and freedom now turned to sorrow. The garage felt emptier than it ever had, and so did he, as he reminisced about the countless nights spent tinkering, the laughter shared, the dreams discussed under the flickering fluorescent lights. Each dent and scratch on the car told a story, a testament to their journey together, and now, with the realization that it was all coming to an end, a deep sense of loss enveloped him. Each breath felt labored as he mourned not just the loss of the car, but the pieces of himself that had been intertwined with it, leaving an ache that would linger long after the metal was crushed and gone.